free pass for indoor storage of vehicles associated with limousine business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is located near Route 1, providing convenient access to Sussex County for this type of business. The use will all occur indoors and the site will not be open to the public. This is an appropriate location for the conditional use. Two, with the condition and stipulations of approval, the use will not have a negative impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Three, the site is located in the existing development area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Small businesses such as this one are appropriate in this area according to the plan. Four, the use provided a service to residents and businesses in Sussex County. This use has a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and the business of the county. Five, the applicant has stated that the vehicles leave the site when needed for transportation, so there is not a lot of activity that occurs on this site. Six, no parties appear in opposition of this application. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the indoor storage of business vehicles associated with the limousine business. B, there shall not be any outdoor storage associated with this use. C, all lighting on this site shall be shielded downward screen so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, any dumpsters on site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for the entrance and roadway improvements. F, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the site. It should not exceed 32 square foot per side. G, the parking shall comply with the county parking requirements. All vehicles must only be parked within the designated areas. H, the applicant shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex Conservation District regarding stormwater management on the site. I, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval for conditional use 2610 Howard L. Repass. Mr. Passwaters, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen.
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.